We had created chances of not going in, but under no circumstances do we concede. And from a defensive aspect, that was a really sloppy goal to concede. And it's give them a point, you know, and I can't argue with it, you know, at the end of the day. It's another point on the board for us. It's a positive point. We shouldn't get ahead of ourselves, you know, and I think, you know, maybe one or two of the supporters are getting ahead of themselves. You know, this isn't my campaign against the supporters now. I don't have one of them now. But listening to one or two, you know, we're arguably not Manchester United. So I'd just be very careful, because we can affect the people, the players out on the pitch mentally. You know, it's a game we should have won. We all know that. There is a little bit of frustration. There's frustration with me, especially, you know, with respect to the result. But I'm happy with the performance and happy with the chances we created. But again, it was protect the strikers day to day.
You talk about your young players, but it was two of your older heads who were instrumental out there. Stephen Dawson got the man of the match, but Michael Rose, after coming in from, you know, he hasn't been in the side, and his performance and his energy levels for 90 minutes were very, very good.
Brilliant. I think he was going to suggest that he's coming from the cold. Well, he's not been cold, he's part of the squad, you know, and we've been working on how to beat the block, you know, or the really deep block. And I think what we've worked today. I suppose people would have been surprised, you know, with the selection. But we've gone through a lot of work this week on trying to beat the block. And I thought we did it really well. And we should have scored more goals.
Keith, I couldn't fault the performance.
No.
Just a lack of goals.
One's enough. One's enough. Like I said, it was definitely should have been a protection day today, protecting the strikers, because they could have come in afterwards and said, thanks for that. You know, we've won the game, but we could have. Let's be right. Peter Vincenzi could have got four, got one. Ian Henderson, hat-trick, and Matty Doan too. But that's the way it goes sometimes.
Normally, Ian Henderson puts them away, doesn't he?
He normally does, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And I won't complain about strikers missing opportunities, but what I will complain about is the lack of protection for those strikers not scoring today. And it's just a timely reminder for the back four, but the team's strategy, defensive strategy, we shouldn't have drawn that game. We should have won it comfortably. We didn't. And I've been involved in them games where we've lost. I look back and refer to AFC Wimbledon last season, where it was a similar sort of atmosphere, a similar sort of feeling to the game. And I was expecting the worst. And we could have quite comfortably, on another day, lost that, because I've been involved in that type of cagey game and I've witnessed it so many times. But I'm reasonably happy to get the point, but the performance level for me, you know, is what gives me a lot of encouragement going forward, because we have opened up the opposition. You know, they've probably had nine lives today, the opposition, and anyone who argues with that, then they are delusional.